As you know, the theme of the year is prepare for his coming.
那大家都知道我们今年的主题是预备主的再来。
And we'd like to, from this theme, we will move on several sections.
那从这个主题呢，我们会衍生出来几个部分。
And we pray that through the seven sharings, that we have a fuller or more complete picture.
那我们希望通过这七次讲道呢，我们可以有一个更广阔的认识。
And the, however many sections we're going to share, I don't know.
那我也不知道究竟会跟大家讲多少个部分。
But the theme is the same.
但是主题都是一样的。
Prepare for his coming again.
就是为了迎接主再来。
All right, so before we start,
那我们今天开始之前呢,
we'd like to pray together.
我们来一起祷告。
Right? Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, prepare our hearts.
主啊，求你预备我们的心。
Knowing that when we see you again,
让我们知道当我再见你面的时候,
in not just a harmless, adorable baby in the manger anymore.
你已经不再是马槽中啊无辜的婴孩了。
And you are coming as a ruling king.
你是一个君王再来。
On a white tall horse,
骑着高大的白马
with an iron rod in your hand,
啊，手里是有铁杖的。
Are you going to rule over this world?
你是要来统治这个世界。
When you first come,
你第一次来的时候
you show up your 100% love.
你给我们看到的是你百分之百的慈爱。
But when you come the second time,
但你再来的时候
and you will show us your 100% righteous and holy.
你会给我们看到你百分之百的公义和圣洁。
And you will put everyone, every individual in this world, before your throne.
你会把我们每一个人都摆到带到你的宝座前。
And we will be held accountable to what I have done individually, each one of us.
然后我们每一个人都要为自己的所作而负责。
Am I ready or not? God, sometimes.I'm scared to death.
不管我们是否已经准备好，主啊，我们时常感觉到对死亡的恐惧。
But Father, help us to prepare myself and every one of us.
主啊，但是求你帮助我们啊，预备我们每一个人。
When we see you face to face again,
当我们再见你面的时候。
And what can we give our own account?
我们是可以啊，摆上我们什么呢？
And Father, we pray that you will call us a good and faithful, wise servant.
我们希望那个时候，主，你可以说你是我们是啊忠心良善的仆人。
Help us to prepare ourselves.
主啊，真的是求你帮助我们来预备我们自己。
See you the second time.
预备见你第二次。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
以主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So this is a serious subject, prepare for his coming again.
那这是我们的第三次系列，预备主再来。
Because it's not something we take lightly.
因为我们确实不把这个事情轻看。
Yeah, you may think, wow, many people have waited so many years, and it's been 2,000 years passed.
你们可能会讲，有那么多人等了这么多年，已经现在已经过去2000年了。
How could it happen in my life?
怎么就一定会让我等到呢
I don't care whatever excuses or reason you may think you may not be coming.
我不管你是以什么样的理由觉得他不会再来。
But the Bible teaches us very seriously, we got to prepare ourselves.
但是圣经很明确告诉我们，我们要个人预备好自己。
And just like we should prepare our own death, the same thing.
就好像我们也要预备自己的死亡一样，这是同样的事情。
No one can boast how long he can live.
没人可以夸口他可以活得多久。
I like the word English say immortal.
那有个英文叫不死的。
We are all mortal.
我们都是可以死的。
And so we need to prepare our ending, the end of our life.
所以我们都要预备我们终究有一天会死。
Regardless your age.
不管你现在是多大年纪。
And I will encourage we take this more seriously.
那我鼓励大家把这件事情重视一些。
And today I'm going to focus on one thing.
那么今天是讲一样事情。
An exemplary lifestyle.
是一个生命的榜样。
And how can we demonstrate that we are ready?
那我们怎么证明我们已经准备好了呢？
Not just to prove to others.
不是说向其他人证明。
To God or to put ourselves.
而是向神证明，向我们自己证明。
How can we say we are ready to see His face?
我们怎么才能说我们已经准备好见他的面了呢？
And the passage you're going to use is the same.
那这个经文我们用讲的就是同样的经文。
Yeah, the first Thessalonians chapter 1.
还是帖撒罗尼迦第一章的第一章的一到十节。
Yeah, okay. And for the last two sections, we have talk about the front. I mean the first and the end.
那之前几次呢，我们讲了头一句和最后一句。
But now we're going to talk about the middle part.
那我们接下来是讲中间的一些部分。
Oh boy, I don't know what happened. Okay. All right, let's. All right, it's okay. Let me see. All right, okay. 那个你再来一下好了，你把它 somehow 它就 jump too far ahead. Anyway, all right, the passage. If you have the passage, can we read the passage?
那如果手中有那个经文有周报的话，大家拿出来一起读一下。
All right, it's a good time to read the passage. All right,
就是一个很好时就大家可以来读一读这个纸质的。
This is the third time we read it.
至少我们已经是读第三遍了。
我想就不要录音了，这次就不要录音了。All right, let's read.
那我们一起来读。
All right, one, two, three.
啊，一二三，那。
God always.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和主耶稣基督的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。
好，
我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐，被神所爱的弟兄啊。我们知道，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，想领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样弃离偶像归向神，又服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
All right. All right. Thank you.
好，谢谢。
All right. Last time we talked about the top part and the bottom part.
之前我们讲了第一部分和最后一部分。
And now we're gonna more focus on the second part.
那我们再更多的集中在第二部分。
So when we talk about second part, and I emphasize there was two points I need to mention.
上次我们提到这个第二部分的话，我讲的有两个点要注意的。
We are chosen, or He has chosen us.
我们是被蒙拣选。
And the second point was become imitators.
然后呢，是我们成了榜样。
Okay, now we're gonna. And the last time we talk about the chosen part.
那我们上次讲到了这个被选。
This is a concept we often ignore or take lightly.
这是一个我们通常会忽视的一个点。
Why we'll be chosen?
为什么我们是被选的？
It's a privilege and it's also its honor.
这是一个荣耀，也是一个荣耀。
Out of His infinite wisdom,
是在他无限的智慧里。
Also in Christ,
也是在基督里。
For whatever reason we don't know.
不管是因为什么，我们不知道为什么。
We are chosen.
我们已经被拣选了。
And this is a myth.
这是一个神秘的事情。
Nobody understands. Nobody knows.
没有人知道。
And I will encourage, don't try to understand or second guess God.
那我们也鼓励大家不要 去猜测神的想法。
Because his 100% sovereignty belongs to God, not belong to us.
因为我们的百分之百主权是在神那里。
Put a very plain language, it's not our business to worry about God's business.
讲的白一点就是我们不要去管神的事情。
Oftentimes we try to manage God's business as if I am God.
我们很多时候会去处理神的事情，好像我们像神一样。
So it's a very common answer for many questions, challenging questions. I will tell brothers, sisters, or anybody raise that question. Leave God alone. Let God be God. You manage your own business.
所以很多遇到很挑战的事情的话，给大家弟兄姊妹的建议就是，你让神去做神，你不要管神的事情。
Let God be God. Let him do his business.
你要神做神，神做神的事情。
He's God. He's not different. He's totally different than we are.
神作为神的存在和我们是完全不一样的。
So 100% sovereignty is belong to him.
那我们百分之百的主权是属于神的。
But there's a limited sovereignty on our part as a man, it's a mortal man.
但是我们作为一个人的话，我们也有一个百分之百的一个自由意志。
But we are sovereignty, it's a very limited version. It's our percentage, 100%.
但是我们这个主权呢非常局限，只能管我们自己的百分之百。
Yeah, we don't want to mingle or mix up our sovereignty and God's sovereignty at a totally different level.
我们不能把我们的主权和神的主权混到一块儿去讲。
So we have the total freedom to choose our destiny, in particular eternal destiny.
我们有百分之百的自由意志去选择我们的终点。
That's the reason God will hold us, every one of us, accountable.
所以这是为什么主会让我们每个人都会百分之百为自己负责。
It's my choice and your choice. What's the life you're gonna be?
因为是你我的选择，是我们要过一个怎样的生活。
I believe God chose us for a purpose.
我相信神拣选我们是有目的的。
And this one of the major purposes is to be other people's example.
那其中的一个目的呢，就是我们要成为别人的榜样。
To lead people, to show the world.That God is God.
去给别人看这样一个世界，神是神的世界。
But he doesn't give us powerless, give us no authority.
但他不是说让我们完全的没有能力，没有主权，没有权柄。
He empowered, authorized us.
他是给了我们的授权和印证。
To be his ambassador on earth.
作为神在地上的大使。
And this we usually ignored.
但这是我们通常忽视的。
Oh, we're just a bunch of ordinary people.
就好像我们觉得我们好像和普通人没什么区别。
The same with everybody else.
跟其他人都一样。
Everybody do, I do.
别人做的事情我也可以做。
It's nothing unusual.
没有什么特别的。
But we are different.
但是我刚刚跟大家讲，我们是不一样的。
We are called to a chosen race.
我们是被神呼召来的。
To be different.
就是要与分别的。
We are holy.
我们是分别为圣的。
You know what's the meaning of the holy?
你知道什么是圣洁吗？
Being holy, simply being different.
那这个圣就是我们分别出来才成圣。
We are different than the world.
我们就是和世界不一样。
We don't compromise with this world.
我们不向世界去妥协。
We don't do everybody else is doing.
我们别人都做的事情我们不会去做。
We do somebody else will not do.
我们也去做一些别人都不愿意做的事情。
We dare you to be different. That's what God's message to us.
我们就是敢去做不一样，这个就是神给我们的信息。
Because we are empowered and authorized through God, through Holy Spirit.
因为我们是在圣灵给予了我们这样的授权和印证。
We are the chosen one.
我们是被拣选。
We are very particular people on earth.
我们是地上特别的一群人。
Don't ever look down upon ourselves.
千万不要看轻自己。
And you know, I don't know this person is always coming to my mind. Is the ex U.S. ambassador to China?
我时常会想到一个人，就是这个美国驻华大使。
Yeah, he used to be a governor of Washington. What's his name? Luke, right? 洛家辉是不是？ Yeah, something like that.
洛家辉大使。
So when he was sent to China,
那当他会被发到中国的时候，
发到中国啊，
被派到
派到中国，
发到
你们讲的不是发放的边疆啊，sounds like 派啊 ，send with honor. He represents USA, right?
他是代表了美国的。
So he's one individual.
就是这么一个人。
And he represents in his shoulder, he represents the whole country, whole nation.
对，他被派去，就是他是代表了整个国家的。
So he went there, you know, just carry his own luggage and just, you know, do like everybody else do a normal life. Everybody was like, what happened there?
然后他去到中国之后，他自己拿自己的行李箱，然后其他人都很震惊。
So the whole U.S. image, you know, carry through this person into China.
那这样的话，这个整个这个美国这个形象就通过这样一个人就被带到了中国去。
He's ambassador.
他是大使啊。
But he act differently, representing the whole nation.
但是他和其他人是不一样的，就代表
整个国家。We are the same.
其实我们也是一样的。
We are represent God.
我们是代表了神的。
When we live among ordinary people.
我们是活在普通人 之中。
People look at us as God.
其他人看你就会看到神。
And that's a huge burden.
这个对我们来讲是很大的负担。
I can tell you firsthand, it's very difficult to be a pastor because people think you're God in a way.
这个对我们是很大的压力。如果说别人看到你就会觉得这个就是神的样子的。
You represent God.
你是代表神的。
And yes, pastor represent God.We all represent God. Do you know that?
是的，你会觉得好像牧师代表神，但是其实我们每一个人都是代表神。
If you claim you are a believer of Christ,
如果说你声称你是耶稣的基督徒的话
，you are disciple of God.
如果说你说你是主的门徒的话
，people look at you.
那人们看到你的时候
，just like he is looking at God.
就好像他们会看，他们觉得他们在看神。
So there's a lot of burden. Yes.
所以确实是我们身上有很多负担。
God.Authorization is upon us.
神的主权是权柄是在我们身上。
We don't want to take lightly.
我们不愿意把它轻看。
We are the chosen ones.
因为我们是被拣选的人。
We are not randomly merged as some bubbles as a Christian. No.
我们基督徒不是随机的泡泡一样出来的。
We are the chosen ones.
我们是被拣选。
And then we look at the second point.
然后我们去看这个第二点。
We are here for a purpose.
我们在这是有一个目的的。
We are chosen, yes.
我们确实是被拣选的。
But what we want to be, how do we live on earth?
但是我们怎么在地上活呢？
Is one of the major purpose.
是我们其中的一个主要目的。
And I like to focus on this point today.
那我们今天就来讲这一点。
We are chosen to be example or template in this world.
我们被选是要成为榜样的。
And I like this, the Chinese translation is kind of interesting. How become a person, so to speak.
这个中文好像是告诉你怎样做人一样。
But the English translation is even more interesting.
那这个英文的翻译就更有意思了。
It says character we display.
好像是你扮演的一个角色。
We are a show to this world. Do you know that?
你知道我们在这地上是一出戏吗？
We are actors and actresses.
我们都是男主角女主角。
In 1 Corinthians it says we are actors actresses in front of angel and the world. Do you know that?
你们知道在哥林多前书讲说世上世人我们是成了一出戏演给世人和天使看。
Exactly translation. That's what the Bible says. We are a show.
嗯，这就是圣经所讲的，我们就是一出戏。
How become a person? How you behave?
那这个怎么做人？你怎么去控制你的行为？
Everybody looking at it.
所有人都会看到你。
And we are a show. We are a living in a fishbowl.
就好像我们是在这个舞台上的一个人。
How come?
为什么会这样呢？
Why we are living as total transparent? Why?
为什么我们是如此透明的活给别人看的呢？
Because God wants us to demonstrate to the world we are.Different group of people.
因为神是要通过我们向世界证明基督徒是不同的一群人。
There's a God.
因为有一位神。
God's standard is different than man's standard.
那神的标准和人的标准是不一样的。
It's totally different realm.
是完全不同的标准。
Characters display.
是我们扮演的角色。
How?
那我们怎么去演呢？
How to show the world our characters?
怎么去演去？告诉世界我们是一个什么样的角色呢？
And this is the major point.
这个是我们今天主要的一个点。
What is example character display to me is a lifestyle.
那这个怎么活呢？在我看来就是我们的生活方式。
All right, people say, how's your character?
人会问你是一个怎么样的角色？
How's is a good character or bad character?
你是个好角色还是个坏角色？
Listen to your preaching?
听你的布道？
No, it's not the case.
不是这样子。
He work with you a couple hours a day?
他是每天都跟你同行几个小时吗？
He's my colleague. I work with him 8 hours a day.
好像说这是我的同事，我每天有八个小时都跟他在一块工作。
I don't think so.
但这也不是我们的生活方式。
I myself thinking of characters is lifestyle.
那我们觉得我理解的我们的角色是我们怎么去生活。
Lifestyle means to me is 24 hours a day, 365 a year.
那生活方式对我来讲就是一天24小时，一年365天。
Lifestyle is very difficult to manage.
是很难去掌控的一件事情。
We all not 100%. None of us 100%.
我没有一个人是百分之百完全的。
Some of them we have bad temperament.
那有的时候我们有不好的脾气。
Some people have bad habits.
我们有些人有不好的习惯。
But overall, the lifestyle tells a person's character.
但是总的来讲，你所有的生活方式就描述了你这是个什么样的人。
It includes how you deal with your coworkers.
包括了你怎么和同事相处。
Deal with your wife.
包括了你怎么和妻子相处。
Deal with your husband.
丈夫相处。
Also include how you deal with your children.
也包括你和怎样和孩子相处。
And mostly how to deal with yourself.
那最重要的是你怎么和自己相处。
All these lumped together as a lifestyle.
那所有这些都绑到一块呢，这个就是你的生活方式。
This I call it a character display.
那这个呢，就是我们所讲的你所扮演的角色。
A life, a style, how you live your life.
是你怎么去过你的生活。
What you are focused thinking every day.
你每天想的事情是什么。
And I remember I told a while ago a joke.
我记得很早之前讲了一个笑话。
Many of us, 这个一定要用中文讲才好。
那你好。我们很多人。
很多人。We all, many of us as believers.
我们很多人都是信徒。
Yeah, 我们上班的时候等下班。
When we are on work, we are waiting for taking off.
聚会的时候等散会。
When we are gathering together, we are waiting to be dismissed.
二等公民。
That's two-way citizen.
不是 two-way, two-class, second class.
Second class.
三等公民是什么？
What do you think the third-class citizen?
三等公民是什么？
What's the third class?
第一个等什么？
What's the first wait?
等吃。第二个呢？
Wait for eat.
等睡。第三个？
The second is waiting for sleep.
三等公民。
Third is waiting for death.
So this tells us, you know, what kind of a class of citizen you are.
那这个就告诉我们，你到底是哪一种公民呢？
What were you thinking about every day?
你们每天都在想什么呢？
This is called lifestyle.
那这个就是我们的生活方式。
What you focus on every day?
你们每天注意力集中在哪个地方？
That's the lifestyle.
就是你的生活方式。
What I'm mindful,
我脑子里是什么
？What's my philosophy?
我的哲学是什么
？What do I live for?
我活着是为了什么
？Fun,
为了玩儿，
games,
为了游戏
，sleep
就是睡
，food
吃
，or a lot of wealth
还是有很多钱
？I don't know,
我也不知道。
And that's a lifestyle pushing you and direct you.
但是这些呢，都是。推着你前行的这个你的生活方式
lifestyle is your character
那你的生活方式其实就是你的角色
there's no way you can fool God and no way you can fool people in the long run
那长期来看的话你没办法愚弄神你也没办法愚弄你身边的人
I believe God calls us to live our different lifestyle
我相信神呼召我们是就是要过一个不同的生活
if you and I don't live a lifestyle that is compatible with God you are not I am not blessed Period.
那如果说我们不过一个和神兼容的生活的话，我们就很糟糕。
There are many things I could share with this.
我们这个可以分享很多故事跟这有关。
But right before the Chinese New Year.
但是在中国新年之前呢
？I'd like to share with you one major point.
就给大家分享一点。
Our lifestyle should be different than the rest of it.
那我们讲说我们的生活方式要跟其他人不一样。
You know when the Chinese New Year comes here next Tuesday?
大家都知道下礼拜二就是中国的新年了。
When will we greet one another?
那当我们在彼此问安的祝福的时候
，What we greet each other the most？
我们最祝福最多的是什么呢
？What is the four words？
我们常说的四个词是什么呢
？Or many words？
或者很多很多的好词都是什么呢
？Or circulating all around what？
所有的祝福都围绕的一点是什么呢
？What？
都是什么呢？
Yes, you all guessed it.
对，大家所有人都猜到了。
New Year,
新年嘛。
New hope,
新的希望。
To get more,
就是要有更多的
wealth,
钱嘛。
Money,
钱。
Yellow, shining gold,
就是金金灿灿的钱。
哦，
是很好。
Brothers, sisters, we need to different lifestyle.
弟兄姊妹，我们要过不一样的生活方式。
How give you feel?
那给大家几个概念。
This is all Bible verses.
这都是圣经上的经文。
And I pray we can live a lifestyle accordingly.
我们也求我们可以过一个跟这样的生活。
Bible teaches us only have food and clothes, we should be content.
圣经告诉我们，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Did not say anything about houses, properties, portfolios, stocks, or cars, or whatever games.
也没有讲说房子、车子、财产、股票，什么都没有。
All right, it basically the essence of the food and clothes is what you need to live.
这里最基础的就是衣服和食物，就是你过生活最基础的需要。
It's not what you want or desire.
所以这里讲的不是你想要的事情。
A very basic,
非常基础的。
I could very boldly to say this.
我可以很大胆讲这个事情。
Jesus is our example.
耶稣就是我们的榜样。
Look at your master.
看看你们的主。
Which you claim is your savior.
你称他为你的救主。
What kind of example he put before us?
他给我们做了一个什么样的榜样呢
？He did not have any possessions in this world.
他在世上没有职位。
He did not have any properties.
在世上也没有财产。
He did not have any books he wrote.
他也没写过任何书。
He did not have any papers.
他也没发表过文章。
He did not have degrees.
他也没什么学位。
And that's the master we're following.
那个就是你跟随的主。
He has food and clothes. That's all he needs.
他就只有吃的和穿的。
Why we should be more deservable more?
那我们为什么要去求更多的东西呢
？We have no authority. We have no reason to ask anything more than that.
我们没有理由去要更多的东西。
Many of us, we are too greedy.
我们很多人都是太贪婪了。
Yes, we are greed.
是的，我们就是很贪婪。
Now, yes, we say, well, I'm saying, hey, forget about school. Let's just go be a preacher or whatever. It's not what I mean.
但我不是说你们就都退学了去传道，不是这样。
But the content is the word.
这个概念是这个词，就是满足。
The opposite of content is greed.
那这个知足的反义词呢，就是你贪婪。
You're greed of money.
你贪钱。
You're greed of food.
你贪吃。
You're greed of fame.
你贪名利。
Yeah, you want everybody respect. You want those respect faces.
你想别人尊重你，想看你的脸面。
That's you means you are not. I am not content.
这就讲说我们并不知足。
Bible teaches us very clearly.
那圣经教导我们很清楚。
Long as you have food and clothes, you should be content.
只要你有衣有食，就当知足。
And we don't, we shouldn't be any greedy of anything.
我们也不应该贪任何其他的东西。
We need to seek His righteousness in His kingdom.
我们要先求他国里的公义。
Everything we need, He will give us.
然后呢，这些东西他就会加给我们。
Add it on to you seems like it.All we need to do is ask for His kingdom, His righteousness.
这个加给我的加给我们的感觉就是我们要做的就是求他的国和他的义。
Seek first God.
你先去求神。
Don't seek anything you want.
不要去求你想要的东西。
Everything you need will be added unto you.
你需要的东西神都会加给你。
And the third verse I'd like to share with you.
那第三条经文我们跟大家分享的是。
It's like where your treasure is, there is your heart.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And I'm so grateful. This just short sentence means so much.
我很感恩这个短短一句经文就讲了这么多的事情。
It's not the other way around.
它不是反过来的。
It's not where your heart is, where is your treasure. It's not.
不是说你心在哪儿，你的财宝就在哪儿。
So much wisdom in this sequence.
这个顺序上是有很大智慧。
We all have treasure.
我们都有宝贝。
Everyone you have treasure.
你每个人都有财宝。
2 cents is treasure. $2 is treasure. $2 million is also treasure.
你的两个孩儿子是财宝，两个女儿是财宝，你两什么 $2？
Two cents. 两个。你还没结婚呢，就想有儿子？
不是，你我听错了，听错了。你这 $2 2 cents。你的两块钱是财宝，两分钱也是财宝。
Treasure is treasure. Everybody's treasure is different.
每个人的财宝是不一样的。
We all have treasures.
你都有财宝。
We all have collections.
你都有你的收藏。
Right?
对吧？
We have, you know, even a broken a doll, a little girl has, you know, he takes his treasure, hold it everywhere.
就好像小姑娘，她有个破的洋娃娃，她还当宝贝一样抱在怀里。
Where your treasure is, that's where your heart.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
The treasure lead your heart follows.
你的财宝会带领你的心跟过去。
And a lot of people say, "Oh, the treasure follow me." No, the other way around.
好多人觉得说是我的财宝在跟着我，其实不是，你在跟你的财宝。
Where you place your treasure, that's important.
你把你的财宝放在哪，这就很重要
了。That's the key of this verse.
那这个经文的关键就是你把你的财宝放在哪。
If you place your treasure in heaven, that's one thing.
如果你财宝放在天上，这是一回事。
But if you put your treasure on earth, that's a different story.
你要把财宝放在地上的话，那就是另外一个另一回事。
That makes the hell lot of difference.
那这个就是造成很大区别的原因。
Where you place your treasure.
你把你的财宝放在哪。
Where your heart will follow that.
你的心就会跟过去。
And I pray that every one of us.
那我们向神求，我们每一个人。
Store your treasure in heaven.
把你的财宝都放到天上去。
I don't want to give you more verses to nag you.
我不再给大家更多的经文去论证。
Store your treasure in heaven, not on earth.
把你的财宝积在天上，不要再积在地上。
Is money good?
是钱好吗？
Money is good.
钱确实好。
But the love of the money is not good.
但是你爱财就不好。
You know, there is a huge difference.
大家知道这是有很大区别。
Money is neutral.
钱是很中性的。
You can use it wisely.
你可以很有智慧的使用你的钱财。
The Bible even says, use those corruptible money to for those incorruptible treasure in heaven.You know that line?
有一说法是你花那个可以朽坏的钱去积你不可以朽坏的财宝在天上。
And that's the wisdom.
这个就是智慧。
Love the money is bad. It's not good.
你爱钱就很不好。
But the money itself, it's a tool. It's only a tool.
但是钱本身它就只是一个工具。
The tool can store, can become a treasure in heaven for you.
那这个工具就可以变成你在天上的财宝，
or
或者
can be the obstacle stumble you on earth，
或者是相反的，它可以成为你在地上的绊脚石。
Lead a miserable life，
让你去
for yourself on earth，
钱也可能会让你在地上过得一塌糊涂。
All right， you understand the difference？
大家知道这个区别。
The tool is a tool，
这个工具就是这个工具。
It can help you， can assist you，
它可以帮助你。
Or it can corrupt you.
它也可以毁掉你。
Make you miserable on earth.
让你非常悲惨。
It's all the same money.
但是这个钱都是这个钱。
It can produce two outcomes.
它可以有两种结果。
Depend how you act on it, how you do with it.
就取决于你怎么对待钱财。
So the love of the money is a root of all evil.
你爱钱就是非常坏的开始。
So I want to present it to you before the Chinese New Year.
所以在过新年之前，我要这么给大家讲。
Somebody give you a lot of good words.
很多人给你很多吉祥话。
Also, you can keep it for yourself.
你可以自己留着。
I want a different lifestyle.
但是我想要更好的生活方式。
All right, everybody agree?
大家都同意吗？
Anybody agree? Well, seems like not very responsive.
好像没什么响应。
We don't want the money bury us, all right?
我们不想让钱把我们压垮。
We don't want the money bury us into a miserable life.
我们也不想让钱把我们压到一个非常悲惨的境况。
Let's live a different lifestyle.
让我们过一个不同的生活方式。
Lifestyle number one，
那生活方式一，
Money，
钱。
Everything talk about is wealth money，
所有都是围绕着钱的。
Chinese New Year New Resolution，
那个中国新年有一个新的气象。
Let's start a new lifestyle，
我们来开始一个新的生活方式。
Use money wisely，
我们有智慧的使用钱。
So that we can store our treasure in heaven，
所以我们可以去在天上积我们的财宝。
We don't want to be buried by the wealth of money，
我们不想被地上金钱所埋葬。
That's a lifestyle，
这就是我们要过的生活方式。
A lifestyle of wisdom and God，
是充满了智慧的生活方式。
Simple summary，
那一个很简单的总结。
We are chosen，
我们是被拣选的人。
We should be dare to be different，
我们要勇敢做到跟别人不一样。
We need to live our different lifestyle，
我们要过不一样的生活方式。
A drastically different，
我们要强调不同的地方。
People do we don't，
人们都去做的我们不去做。
People don't we do，
人们不愿意做的我们要去做。
Because we are different，
就是因为我们是不一样的。
We are chosen to be different，
我们是被拣选跟别人分别为圣的。
Last Friday we have a guest speaker in our fellowship，
那上礼拜五我们团契请到一位讲员。
And this speaker you can tell from what she was speaking，
你可以从她讲的当中分辨出来一些事情。
She's a different person，
你就看到她不太一样跟其他人。
And she has a focus on God's righteousness instead of loving，
她 instead of
她比较她很 care about 神的公义这一块。
哦，
A lot of us don't care，
就很多人我们不太在乎神的公义这一块。
He's a more a decent a just person， she does the right thing，
他是一个很公正人，他就去做对的事情。
You can smell her lifestyle，
你可以闻到他那个生活方式的味道。
You can sense her lifestyle is different than the others，
你就能感觉到他的处事跟其他人都不一样。
And that's the person we want to be，
那个就是我们想成为的样式。
Everybody doing the same thingYou do. It's no big deal. It's just like everybody else. It's not what God's will.
其他人做的事情你也跟着做，你就跟其他人 没什么区别。这个是神不想要的。
We are chosen to be different.
我们是被拣选成为不一样的人。
In this crooked world, we need to set ourselves as an example.
那在这样的一个世代呢，我们就要把自己作为一个跟别人不一样的榜样。
And that's one of the mission God has entrusted us.
那这个是也是神给予我们的一个任务。
And everybody have different other missions as well.
我们每个人都有一些其他的使命。
You have some people help the poor.
有些人去帮助穷人。
Some people be a good professor in the campus.
有些人做在教授，在学校做很好的教授。
Some people are called to be a good student.
有的人去做一个很好的学生。
Some people are called to be a good wife.
有的人去做很好的妻子。
Some people are called to be a loving husband.
有的人去做非常爱妻子的丈夫。
We have different assignments.
我们都有不同的任务。
God called us to do a good job.
那也是神都告诉我们要去做好自己的事情。
And some of the common, like not love the money. Some of are different, like you know, I'm a father, I'm not a grandfather yet, for example. We have some commonality, and we want to be different.
我们都是有一些共性，就是我们要跟别人不太一样。
So that we can be blessing for others，
所以我们才可以能祝福到别人。
I want to illustrate this point again，
我要再强调这一点。
A lot of people always think for ourselves，
很多人都为了自己着想。
When you think and work for yourselves，
当你觉得所有都是为了自己着想，
You only benefit you while are you on earth， That's it。
但你这样做的话只会对你在地上的你有好处。
But you think for others，
但是你要是都为别人着想的话呢？
You're mindful of God for others，
你想像神一样都想为其他人着想。
When you work hard for your God，
然后你为神很努力的做工。
When you love your God with your soul, with your mind, your strength, with your, with everything，
当你全心全力全意去爱你的神的时候，
And you love yourself unknowingly，
那你同时呢也是在很好的爱你自己。
You didn't pay attention love yourself，
你都没有注意到你是在爱你自己。
But this is the best way to love yourself，
但这样就是你最好的方式去爱你自己。
Oh, I love God, so he's so wise and everything come out 100% righteous and 100% loving。
我真是很爱神，因为神他真的可以同时完成百分之百的公义和百分之百的爱。
For those love yourself only，
那对那些只爱自己的人呢？
You will find at the end you get nothing.
你在最后就发现你自己什么都没得到。
But when you love God,
但是你如果爱神的话，
you automatically love people, love the world.
你同时你就很自然的去爱人爱世
界。 At the end you find yourself, you love yourself.
然后你会发现其实你真的很爱你自己。
Oh, this is the highest wisdom I can ever think of.
这是我能想到最高的智慧。
When you become other people's blessing,
当你成为别人的祝福的时候，
and you bless yourself,
你同时就是很大的祝福自己。
I cannot say more than this. I'm so excited. How God's wisdom.
我是很对神的智慧很激动。
Lastly, I want to give this sentence to you.
你最后给大家讲这句话。
How you display your character?
你怎样为人呢？
Show your lifestyle.
就表明了你的生活方式。
The way I live on this earth,
就是
become exemplary for the world.
你在地上活就是要活成别人的榜样。
Is all your life focused on money?
你的所有的生活都是集中在钱上吗？
Is all your life focused on your books or paper?
你全部的生命就想要发论文吗？
Or focus on your status, social status?
或者是你的社会地位吗？
No.
都不是的。
You live out a life just like Christ.
你去过就好像基督过的那样的生活。
Jesus 1.0.
像耶稣 1.0 的生活。
He got nothing out of first life.
他第一次在地上的时候，他什么都没得到。
He died miserably on the cross.
他非常悲惨的在十字架上死去。
He gained nothing.
他啥也没有。
He authored no books.
他没写过书，
he authored no papers,
没写过文章，
he does not have any wealth left behind,
没有任何财产，
he did not get any fame,
他也不出名，
zero,
他就什么都没有。
And yet he got everything when he came, Jesus 2.0.
但是他再来的时候，他就拥有了所有的一切。
We should follow his example.
我们是要跟随他的榜样。
Why we want to live a 2.0 life? Why we still on 1.0?
那为什么我们还在 1.0 的时候就想要过以后 2.0 的生活呢？
We don't. We deserve that.
我们不配得那个东西。
Simply stated.
就简单讲。
We haven't paid our price yet.
我们还没有付完我们的代价。
You pay and then you gain.
你先付你代价，然后你才会有收获。
I'm not talking about salvation.
我们不是说在讲救赎。
Christ has paid his price.
主耶稣付了他的代价。
Therefore, you and I have to pay our price.
所以我们也要跟着去付代价。
There's no shortcut.
没有捷径。
I'm sorry to say.
很抱歉，没有捷径。
A lot of people think we have shortcut. Oh, Jesus Christ pay every price. We just sit and enjoy the heaven. No.
好像觉得很多人说就是有捷径啊，主耶稣付了代价，我们不用付了，我们等着上天堂就好。
We pay our sweat and blood for the reward in heaven.
但是我们是要付出血和汗的，为了我们将来的奖赏。
And I pray that every one of us start from Chinese New Year.
我们祈祷我们每个人都从今年的新年开始。
You and I lead a different lifestyle.
我们开始去过不一样的生活。
And let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we want to repent before you.
主啊，我们愿意在你面前悔改。
We oftentimes.Submerged, just like totally buried by the world.
我们好多时候就好像被世界淹没一样。
By the wealth, by the good things,
是世上的财富，好的东西。
By the enjoyment and the fun and the food,
吃喝和享乐。
We didn't pay attention to what we are called for.
我们忘记了我们是为什么被呼召。
We need to live a good example life in this world.
我们本应该。在世上做其他人的榜样。
Yeah, we compromise. We do no different than the others.
但是我们常常妥协，我们好像和其他人没有区别。
Father, forgive us.
主啊，真是求你原谅我们。
Help us to repent.
帮助我们去悔改。
Come back to you.
回到你面前。
Live a different lifestyle.
去过那样不一样的生活。
Just like our master, our teacher.
就好像我们的老师，我们的主一样。
Just like our savior, which we claim we want to follow.
就好像我们救主，我们宣称要跟随他的那一位救主。
And Father, forgive us.
主啊，真是原谅我。
In this end time,
在这样的末世，
when everybody is doing different things for his own sake,
当所有的人都在为自己的缘故做不一样的事情，不同的事情的时候，
help us to lead a different lifestyle.
帮助我们去过一个跟其他人都不一样的生活方式。
So when our character is displayed in this world,
所以我们在世上所扮演的这个角色
can be a living testimony for God.
可以成为神活着的见证。
Prepare ourselves and also for the world to receive the coming King.
也帮助我们自己来预备我们将要回来的那一位神。
And I pray for everyone, including myself.
我们为所有人包括自己求。
Before the Chinese New Year, we make such a resolution.
在新年之前，我们要有这样的新气象。
We want to live a different lifestyle from now on.
我们从现在开始要过不一样的生活。
Help us, every one of us.
帮助我们每一个人。
And we thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
以主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.